Spring into reading this season with the Biblio Lifestyle 2024 Spring Reading Guide. In this season's guide, I've handpicked 21 of the best new books and I've organized them across 6 categories. So whether you're looking for a romance novel that will give you a happily ever after, a thrilling mystery to keep you guessing, or an immersive historical fiction book, this guide has a book or 3 or 7 just for you. Now, if 21 books sounds like too much for you, there's a minimalist reads list in the guide, which includes a list of 6 must-read books from across genres. But wait, that's not all. The Spring Reading Guide also includes fun recipes, spring activities, and lifestyle tips. So head on over to springreadingguide.com and download your copy of the guide. That's springreadingguide.com and download your free copy of the 2024 Spring Reading Guide. So download your free copy and discover your next favorite book. Happy reading! Hello, I'm Victoria from Biblio Lifestyle, and you're listening to the Reader's Couch podcast, the show that will help you bridge the gap between living a full and busy life to one where you're reading, learning new things, and having fun. In today's episode, I'll be talking all about seasonal living and sharing some ideas for how you can be present and how to live with the season this spring. So if you're looking for ideas on how you can make the most of this season, then this episode is just for you. So stay tuned. Hi friends, welcome again to another episode of the Reader's Couch podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Wood. I hope you're having a really great week because today I'm super excited to be talking more about seasonal living and sharing some ideas for you to be present and enjoy the season of spring. Because for me, spring is just a time of renewals and new beginnings. It's also when we're breathing in just everything fresh, I feel, even the air. But more than anything, I feel spring is a time that just invites us to wake up and start anew, not just with ourselves, but with the world around us. If you're a believer in the Christian faith, you know, Easter is also like a time of new beginning as well. Ever since I was a child, I've loved Easter for that reason. So it's like when I really think about it, there are just so many different signs that are pointing to new beginnings. So whether you're a person of faith or not, whether you're paying attention to the seasons, spring really is a time of new beginnings. And for this year, for sure, there are lots of opportunities for new beginnings, a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of faith, a renewed plan for the direction of your life. So however you're receiving it right now, I'm telling you, if you feel like the new year has not been going according to plan, this is a time for you to do a reset and renew. So going back to the topic of this episode, seasonal living and being present and just embracing the season of spring, I want us to just think of spring also as not just a transition from winter to summer, because I know these seasons tend to get a bad rap, like, you know, transitional season. But instead, don't just think of it as a transition. Think of it again as a fresh start, a rebirth, and just encouraging us to open new chapters in our lives. So if you're interested in being more present this season, taking advantage of the season, or just trying a new way to go about life, then I have some really exciting ideas for you to be present this spring, from little things you can do to infuse in your daily routine, to enjoying outdoor activities and even fresh produce. There's so much you can do this season to be present, but also just enjoy the bounty that spring has to offer. Okay, so before I get into the ideas of things that you can do to be present and just to embrace the season of spring, I want to talk just briefly a bit about seasonal living, especially if this is a concept that is new to you. So living seasonally is a philosophy that encourages we align our lifestyle with the natural ebb and flow of the year, because each season offers unique opportunities for growth, change, and reflection. And by living in sync and in tune with these seasonal shifts, we can then experience a more harmonious and a more fulfilling existence. So that's the concept. So it's more than just changing your wardrobe with the seasons, which I know some of us might do, or doing some seasonal home decor. It's about adapting your entire routine. So from the foods you're eating, to the activities you're engaging, to the pace you're taking with your life, and how you approach your daily living. That is a full circle approach to seasonal living. And I mean, when you look at certain cultures, for example, you'll find that they're long-held traditions that surround each season. So that kind of promotes community living, community healing, community heritage, and just a sense of belonging. So when you really think about it, like, I'm sure ancestors were doing things according to the season. I mean, you know, they had to, it was survival. Especially when it comes to like produce, you know, there's like a planting season and a reaping season, and then a preserving season, like you're storing things and all that good stuff. So when you really think about it, it's kind of like going back to our ancestral roots, to the way things used to be done before all these technological advances. But I also want to say, I've noticed, right, just how many of us, myself included, because I used to be this way, we go all out for the holiday season. And when I say the holiday season, I mean Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, and that latter part of the year. So when I think of the American calendar, right, there is Halloween in October, there's Thanksgiving in November, and Christmas in December. So for 3 months in a row, it's bonkers. And it really doesn't include if you have birthdays or other cultural celebrations and things I'm not remembering to include in here. So if you're going on that calendar, like, there's a whole bunch of doing that you're doing in that time, especially if you have little ones. So I think when you do a seasonal approach, you're doing little things throughout the year, not just for yourself, but with your littles, if you have them, and with your family in general. So then when it comes to the holidays, you're not feeling that pressure to be doing every single little thing. Actually, I also recommend when it comes to holiday things, don't do everything all at once. Instead, how about you stretch like cookies and making winter themed cookies? They don't have to be holiday themed cookies, but this is another activity you can do by yourself or with your little, if you have them, on, say, a Sunday evening. That used to be a huge ritual in my home. We would bake on Sundays. So even though we had like big baking for Christmas, big baking for Easter, those were like two big baking times, because we were baking for ourselves, but we were baking for our community as well. And to be specific, we were baking like fruitcake, like proper fruitcake, okay? I've had store-bought American fruitcakes in shops. Terrible, absolutely terrible. But we made proper fruitcakes for Christmas, and we made buns for Easter. So my mom was not doing cookies, right? Like decorating Christmas cookies or Easter cookies during Easter. No, because we're so preoccupied with baking the cakes and the buns. So instead, we did spring themed cookies at a later time. And we did snowflake and, you know, other things, you know, trees and stuff, cookies at different times, you know, after the Christmas break into the winter. So like when you're in dead in January, and depending on where you live, if it's, you know, if you have bad snow and that kind of thing, that's a good Sunday activity to do. That's a good inside activity to do. So there's certain things we spread out. So that's where I kind of feel seasonal living comes in, can also help you to still do the things you love and create memories yourself or with your family or with your littles if you have them. But it also is more sustainable and more balanced as well. But anyway, don't ask me how I ended up down this rabbit hole. But so you know, next up, we will be discussing things that you can do. So these are going to be spring seasonal living ideas of things to do so you can be more present, so that you can enjoy the season, and maybe just get some fun ideas to help mix up things in your life. Okay, so when we think of spring, one of the first activities we think of, and I think I hear someone shouting it in the back, spring cleaning. Okay, spring cleaning is always top of mind, right? But I want us to approach it this season with a twist. Instead of viewing it as a chore, let's just view it as a chance to declutter not just our homes, but also our minds. Also declutter some of those commitments. I think it's a great time to adopt a mantra of just keeping only what serves you, what sparks joy, what sparks purpose, but also what you find fulfilling. So remember, spring cleaning is not just about the physical, it's also about the mental, the emotional, or commitments in our lives, or friends, or families, maybe groups and organizations we're signed up to, we volunteer with, whatever it is. Take inventory. I want this to be our new approach to spring cleaning. It's not just the physical. We're doing a more holistic approach. Okay, let's get into some things that you can do. So outdoor activities. Maybe consider going on a hike, exploring nature, because I think it's a great time to be outdoors because you get to see firsthand the landscape just transform. You see new flowers coming into bloom. You'll see tufts of green pushing out. It's beautiful. Seeing trees getting their leaves again. I think it's absolutely stunning. The other day, on a walk at our state park for the first time, and I mean, I've been walking this park for years, and for the first time, I actually noticed pine cones coming in, baby pine cones coming in for the first time. I've never seen that before. And I just remember immediately to snap a photo and I sent it to members in our community because I was just like, wow, I've never seen this before. And it was just beautiful. But again, it's the time of the year. I caught it and yeah, I thought it was great. So I think it's a great time to go hiking and exploring nature. Another outdoor thing you can do is gardening and planting. Now, I know some of us, we don't have the space, you know, we don't have the backyard, front yard, side yard, whatever, but maybe just a little herb box, a herb garden. You could try that, maybe a potted plant or something. But it's the gardening and planting season. So I think it's a great opportunity for you to enjoy and embrace that. I've always had like a mini herb garden, but I don't know what my living situation is going to be like in the next few months. So I won't be planting anything new this spring, but best believe next spring I'll be on it. Okay, seasonal foods you can enjoy. Now, spring is a time for light, fresh, colorful foods, right? Think of your asparagus, artichokes, radishes, and of course, those spring greens. I truly feel that fresh seasonal foods taste better because, you know, it's at their peak. I also know that we get different produce in different places at different times. So if you're not sure about what the produce is in your area, ask someone, ask your grocer. If you have a farmer's market, local farmer's market, ask your farmers because they know. And if you have a farmer's market, by the way, so that's my next thing to do, is visit a farmer's market, right? Because you just might meet people in your local community who are planting and growing these things. And to me, that is just absolutely amazing. Not only do you know where it's coming from, but also you can learn quite a bit from these people. I've learned quite a bit from folks I've met at farmers markets, and you get to understand and just have a greater appreciation for the food that you eat, but also that the people that grow it. I also think it's because I have that experience from my childhood because we grew things and we knew other people who did as well. So it's like, you know, the person you get milk from, you know, the person you get eggs from, you know, the person you get certain meat from and vegetables and fruit and just a whole bunch of different things. So I grew up in that culture. And even though we did that, we still bought things at the store, but it felt so much better when you knew the people you bought the things from. And you know, you have that community involvement, community reliance, and it's just a different vibe. I don't know how else to explain it. So yes, did we still get stuff from the store? Absolutely. But it's really different when you know the people who grow the things that you are buying and eating. So I love that connection. So if you're able to have that connection, that's great. If not, it's okay. But just get a box. You could have a box in your kitchen, box on your back patio or something and have your own little herb garden. I'm telling you, it's just incredibly fulfilling when you just need a few leaves of something and you can just go outside and pick it, as opposed to buying a whole bushel of something that you'll never ever finish, you know, and it just goes bad. And I hate doing that. But anyway, it's life. It happens. But those are some things that you can do this spring. Some mindfulness things that you could do, right? Because I think it's very important to take care of our minds as well. Consider taking up a meditation practice, or just finding a spot outside where you can sit and just be quiet and breathe and just be alone with your thoughts. I think that can be incredibly helpful. Yoga outdoors. I know as the weather's getting better, people are doing exercise practices outside. They're doing yoga outside. And I think sometimes that if you're doing it and you have that fresh air and just natural sounds, it can really enhance your experience. Gratitude journaling is a great way to refresh and renew this spring. We had a month-long gratitude challenge, and I know we had some folks participating offline, meaning they were keeping physical journals, but we had some people who participated online alongside me. We had a handful of people who were sharing the things they're grateful for. We had gratitude prompts as well. And we had a daily thing going for 30 days. So if you want to be inspired, again, great opportunity to join the community. The prompts are there. But you can also just read some of the things that our community members shared. Because I have to say, when I'm there, I'm sharing things I'm grateful for, but then I was reading something else that someone else was grateful for that inspired me too, hands down. It inspired me. It also changed my perspective. And, you know, because I'm kind of in a yo-yo moment in my life right now, where I'm like, okay, where am I going to be in the next month or two? And what life's going to look like? That moment of that month of gratitude, it gave me context. And just having folks share what they're grateful for, you know, people who are just very different from me, but we're brought together by a love for books and reading. But it gives you perspective. I don't know how else to say it, but it really gave me perspective. So I highly recommend you start a gratitude challenge if you're a gratitude journal rather, but you can do a challenge too. Do a 30-day challenge, start a journal. You know, if you're not familiar with it, you know, get some prompts. I think that can be helpful. And yeah, that's definitely helpful, especially if you're a beginner. Alrighty, friends, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it inspired you more than anything else, because hey, these are just my life experiences. These are things that have worked for me and I'm sharing it with you. And I hope it inspires you to explore this spring and just to enjoy all that this season has to offer. Now, I would love, and I mean it, I would absolutely love to hear how you're choosing to live seasonally this spring. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your ideas, because after all, we are a part of this larger community, you know? So me doing well is not good if you're not doing well. So I want to know, one, what you're struggling with, but what you're planning to change and do this spring, and just how we can be better at supporting each other as a community. So RIT friends, until next time, thanks for being here, thanks for listening, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Reader's Couch podcast. Please subscribe to the show, share it with a friend, and take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. Until next time, stay lounging, stay reading, and whenever you're in doubt, go straight to your local bookstore or library. Thanks again for listening, and happy reading.